When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rock is coming out to play.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Little Shengun flu?
Oh,
little
man.
Shengun flu? For
this sucker.
Draymond?
Where is Priest? We need a prayer. Give us a call, buddy.
I'm going to back off.
Hey, yeah. The boss said no, I was going to bring this up, but I retweeted the station accounts, Low Neil. Not paying me the $200. I still don't have it. So I play you in the 95.7 The Game fantasy.
You don't,
it's
you
the
don't,
last season.
You don't play
me. You need
me
to get in. There is a price. It's payday. I'm available. I can lay down. If you treat me right Friday, maybe, you know, talk to me, Stoddy.
I'll tell you what. The NFL. Evan brought this up yesterday.
He's smiling, trying
how the
to
hell can
me.
You have a bye week, week 14?
That's just
it's too
foul.
Late.
That is
for
that's
too late.
Foul. You're right.
I got nobody.
It.
You're not playing my team.
You're right.
You're playing four guys I picked up that I've never heard
waiver
of.
Waiver wire.
Because four of my guys aren't playing.
Yeah. You'll
you
be
hate,
all right.
You hate to see
you
it.
You got to think about that during the draft, Stein. You can't stack those week 14 buys.
Top
you
know what? Heavy.
That's levels. And I didn't get there. I didn't get there on the fantasy draft. Anyway, the Warriors, they beat the Rockets 14 straight.
I like that. You know, that's got to come. You would think, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into some Steve Kerr because okay. He was on with the with
Grandy
Willard
and Willard.
Willard yep. And oh yeah, Willard and Grandy yesterday. Where do you want to start? They hit him on everything. What's like a big issue for the Warriors right
well,
now?
Well, there was a lot of noise in the background, and Willard did a great job on asking him, Coach, what are you doing? Steiny, the man, said he was making stir fry, but guess what was in it? Because Willard probed swordfish. That's when you're balling. Not chicken.
I don't know if I've ever had swordfish.
Great Halle Berry movie.
Mm. Yes, yeah. It is. If that isn't the
what's
most
it about?
Elitist stir fry swordfish. I've ever heard of in my life.
I said, Coach, okay.
Is swordfish good?
Yeah, and
I've
expensive.
Never had it. Oh, it's expensive?
Oh, man.
The fact you haven't heard of it means it's probably pretty pricey.
And you're a foodie, I thought.
I'm not. Mm. I'm a very picky eater.
I am, too.
Very picky. Gotten a little better.
It's got to be cooked for me.
What's the biggest issue? How about, well, you know what we didn't even talk about yesterday? Again, revolving around Steph Curry. Like, they changed his minutes. They used him differently.
Yeah.
And he came out, I think, 4.5 minutes into the game, then sat for like 3 minutes, then came back in at the end of the first quarter. And Kerr was talking about why he did it. And one of the big reasons why they did it was they don't feel like they can have Steph off the floor for a long stretch, like 6 or 8 minutes.
Those are facts.
But I don't know. Like, I've always wondered, why don't they just go to the old John Stockton model?
Give it to me.
Which Stockton used to play the first 6 minutes of every first and third quarter, and then he would always sit the back end of the first quarter and the back end of the second quarter, 6 minutes. So you work with that to start, and that is 36 minutes if he were to play every minute besides then. But maybe what you got to do is play Steph the first 6 minutes, then he doesn't play the rest of the first quarter, and then you bring him back real early in the second quarter, and that's about 15 minutes, and then you give him 15 minutes each half, And that way, at least, it doesn't solve the problem of keeping Steph off the floor
for
6 or 8 minutes, but it guarantees that Curry's going to play the last 10 minutes virtually of every game.
And I was looking at how Malone was using Jokic, Steiny, even the first half when Denver was getting away from him. They brought his ass back, and they tied the game up at half. So I'm just saying, Coach is fighting. He's trying to come up with something. But why he's doing it differently, Steiny, is he's watching what happens when he's out the game, and he don't trust it.
Well, and that's part of their inherent problem right now, is they've got a player who they must manage his minutes and the games he plays, and you know that when you don't have him, you're a completely different team, and you're fighting uphill all the time. And I'm just starting to wonder, where can you go with that? Like, how are you going to be able to build momentum, and how are you going to be able to kind of stack wins if you got to worry about you can't win a game when Steph doesn't play?
Well, how much
doesn't play enough?
Let me ask you this: how much of this is predicated on what he's dealing with his knees?
I think it's partly the knees, and then just partly the maintenance of a 36-year-old. But yeah, the knees I think are a big factor. Let's start with Draymond Green, because I was coming into work today and I was thinking,
no results.
But what's going on with Draymond? Do we really even know?
Shocked you talking to me.
He missed last game. He's going to miss tonight. Here's Kerr on Draymond Green.
Yeah, he's doing well. He had the MRI today. We don't have the results yet. But all in all, I talked to him yesterday. He said he's feeling pretty good. We'll have more tomorrow. My gut is that this is not going to be, a super long term issue, but we'll have to see what our training staff says tomorrow.
Mm. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But
you got a game Friday against Mini.
Well, they've got 3 games in the next 4 nights, 1 against Houston, 2 against Minnesota. I don't know. I just feel like, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but if he's not playing tonight, why would he play tomorrow?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm out.
Or maybe he's just going to play 1 game of back-to-backs and it'll be the game that they pick at their discretion. But no, and the other thing is I'm listening to the morning show and a lot of guys are making suggestions about players, and a lot of the players that we're talking about are role players, if it's not going to be a star. And I'm wondering, like, does a backup point guard and maybe one additional rotation player really change what's going on with this team? Or do you have to wait for a star? And is there even a perfect star out there for this team right now and for Steph?
That I don't have the answer to, but I think at the end of the day, when you talk about IOUs, or if you feel like, what Mike Dunleavy is on record as saying is, we're going in all for Steph, it's not about when you get that person, it is, right, the result. But it's about did we give our best effort? Did we try to mortgage the future for Paul George? They tried, but Steiny, I guess the bottom line is I would feel better knowing, and I think they would, that they did something to get to that plateau to find out if it worked or not. And right now, I know you keep scoffing at Melton and the 6 games, but when you're this, I guess, version of thin, what he looked like he was going to be able to do, and I'm not saying they were going 82-0, you already are missing, you're feeling the brunt of him being out.
Well, I mean,
so when you say a backup PG and another, like, they chose this. I think now a role player with the Warriors is almost like a starter. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what you signed. That's what you said you were married to. So it's got to be a strength in numbers until it's not.
I just think they're right now in a really delicate situation.
You
because
are my boy.
I just think they're in a delicate situation. Let's say Steve Kerr was asked, hey, Steve, where do you think you guys are right now? Right now.
We are a really good team. We're 4th in the league in defense. We have not made shots during this stretch, which is, in the modern NBA, often just the difference between winning and losing. Who's making threes and who's not? And right now we're not making threes. And I think in the midst of that, we lost a little confidence. We lost a little defensive edge. And so I think that, you know, while we're in the midst of this streak, I still see a really good team with great chemistry, great energy, guys care about each other, they work hard. And I'm confident that if we can stay relatively healthy, that, you know, what you've seen through 20 games is who we are, which is a 50-win team. And you just, you know, it's never perfectly linear how you get there. You're going to have some good stretches and some bad stretches, and we've obviously had both. But I really like this team, and I think we're going to be really good.
All right. Now, I didn't hear that, but that was pretty optimistic. And I guess that's where I'll start. With Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. Let's use 49, because that's what it extrapolates. Do you think this team can win 49 or 50 games?
If we get 65 from Steph and Draymond, I think it's feasible. But for him to say right now, and I hope he's right, Stoney, they're in a shooting slump, and this is just not who they are, because they didn't shoot it well last year. And Buddy Hield got off to a great start. And I'm not saying he's playing bad, but he's been in the league forever. But, Stoney, they know now. You leave this sucker open, he's going to drain it. And they are in his space. And, you know, it's upon the offense and the ball movement to try to, you know, get him to have that space so he can let him go. But I'm seeing him have to reload. That's a concern. And that's a tip of the cap to the other team's defense. But you ask me, I could see 50. And if he's right, and this is just a blip in regard to shooting, then nothing to see here.
Warrior fans, you think this is still a 50-win team, like Steve Kerr says? And I wonder how much of it is, if any of it, if you're Steve Kerr, don't you have to keep saying this is a good team?
Oh, man.
If for nobody else than Steph, looking at this team, we can still win 50 games with this team, right? I believe it. Like,
I get that.
Don't they have to do a real-time sell job with Steph Curry?
But he's no dummy, Stoney. He's living it. He's playing it. You know what I mean? He knows what it is. Like, he could say whatever. He could have recited the national anthem. Curry knows what it is, you know?
Okay, is this good enough?
Well, I don't think it's good enough because Steph can be better. And he's got to get healthy for that to happen. So I don't think right now, and you didn't say it, that he's bitter, but I know Steph is just focused on him getting to be the best version of himself and then let the chips fall where they may.
Here's Steve Kerr on how they're going to deal with Steph Curry's age and injury.
Well, that's where the Brandon piece comes in. You know, he's going to play the non-Steph minutes. He's our backup point guard. You know, there's a reason that I said what I said last night. He is the guy most capable, Brandon is, of taking charge of our team, whether Steph's on the floor or not, and making sound decisions, getting us organized, and making one good play after the next. He controls the game. He plays a different position from all of our other young guys. You know, those guys are all wings and you know, not really point guards, decision makers. So Brandon's the guy who we're counting on to help get us organized. And then it's up to us as coaches to put him and the rest of our guys in the best positions possible.
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Right, so that's important because Podziemski, Pods is one of the most talked about players on the team. And there are a lot of fans out there that think he gets too much of a leash. But right there it is. Steve Kerr's telling you that there's no other backup point guard on the roster right now because they can't use Melton, who's out for the season. So the idea of Steph and Moody together can only happen if Steph's on the ball.
Yeah.
And we know that Steph's not going to play 16 or 18 minutes a game. He's going to play 30 to 32 minutes. So Pods is getting 16 right off the bat. Minutes, 16 or 18 minutes yet. And like, can you have a problem with that?
What
if Steve Kerr's saying he's the only, if Steph comes off the floor, especially if Draymond's not healthy, he's the only guy who can get us organized and get us into our offense.
And that equates to me. I know people know I need meds, but Stoney Denzel was the equalizer. And it sounds like to me, the Warriors identified Pods is the stabilizer. But had they known that maybe he was going to have a sophomore slump, whatever you want to call this, but the rat on the table to me is if they don't get last year's version of Pods, I swear to you right now, hearing that soundbite, I thought of, oh my God, they could really use Chris Paul. Because that's what you're asking Brandon to do in year two. And if he's trying to do eight things at once, it's understandable he's a young player. But my God, how would Chris, I can't believe I'm saying it, if Chris Paul had to take on those chores, the event, I would feel a lot better if we don't get an improved, more seasoned Podziemski.
It didn't feel like there was a clamor to keep Chris Paul around after last year. I thought he was fine. I didn't think he made a dramatic impact on winning or losing last year. I'm not going to deny that he's a better true point guard than Podziemski.
But if you saw Melton go down this early and then Pods take a step back early, then are you thinking differently?
Yes and no, because you've invested so much in Podziemski. Mm. You feel like he's part of the future. So if he's going to be the backup point guard, then he's got to be the backup point guard. He's got to work through whatever he needs to work through. But, you know, then you risk, you know, you want to bring somebody else in here and all of a sudden Pods is not as big of a factor. Well, then we're going to get back into the conversation that we've had all the last two or three years about Moody, about Wiseman, about Kuminga, and about the young guys and say, why aren't we playing more of the young guys? I'm just looking at this team right now and I guess here's what I think. Here's what I'm starting to think is just the idea that you were going to, like the idea of having to put a championship type contender around Steph Curry in the snap of a finger, essentially. Mm. I think it's unrealistic. You know what I mean?
Well, it's looking that way now.
But if we're talking about a 5 or 6 seed, get to the high 40s in terms of wins, try to stay out of the play-in game, and go into the playoffs and see what we can do. Okay, that I can get behind. That I think's realistic. But the talk of winning a title where they're at right now, I don't know, how do you get back to a championship contender knowing you've got an unbelievable time constraint on your hands?
Man, Stani, if I had that answer, I wouldn't be across from you, but I'll just say this. Right now, you just want to be a threat. And last year, they were not a threat because they didn't get invited to the party. But I'm just honing in on, and this just came to me, the Chris Paul aspect or component of his game to where, oh, he unlocked TJD. He unlocked Kuminga. He gave him the ball in those spots. And even at times, Klay Thompson. So I'm saying that just to bring it back to pods and what's on his checklist. And maybe he was working on threes in the offseason, but is it fair to really think he can get up and running to where he can have that impact that Paul had on other players? And right now he might be in his own head worried about his individual game, but a PG, I want to see pods, help other guys. And I don't think right now through 20 games we've seen that. Maybe that's why Kerr had the reaction he's had.
888-957-9570. Let me just ask Warrior fans this. What are your goals and expectations for this season? Like, what are we really talking about? Are we talking about making the playoffs as a top six team? I think I can get on board with that. Are we talking about more than that? If we're talking about more than that, I gotta ask you if you think it can be done with these guys, or if there's something out there that can change the dynamic of this team. And I remember saying this last year when they were going into free agency, and we were talking about trades and upgrading the roster, and the whole idea of Joe Lacob saying, we're going big game hunting. We're big fish hunting.
Four-pointer.
What if it's not out there?
You got to make your stir fry with what you have.
I don't think this move is out there that they're hoping for.
Oh, man. And that's Stani, as a fan, that's hard to hear, and I hope you're wrong. But if you're not, then the reality is this is who you're going to battle with, and some guys got to make it happen. It's not just pods. Wiggins can't shoot 7 field goal attempts. Like, it's everywhere. And is it fair now? Because you didn't foresee these injuries or the injury to Melton and the age and attrition kick in with your two studs early.
No.
That the point guard, it's all on Pajimski's shoulders. Like, if that's what it is, then I'm really nervous. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot.
If the Golden State Warriors, first of all, Steph Curry's got this year left in his deal, next year and the year after that. And Draymond's got, I think, 2 more after this. Two things. Did you really expect these guys to be healthy for the remainder of their deal, let alone just this year?
So you're talking to the organization.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes. And then
I got to believe the answer was yes.
Well, then I wouldn't have been on board with this, because that's too much for me to, that's too much for me to expect that these guys are going to be playing at a high level for a lot of games for the next few years. Maybe we just underestimated the difficulty in that. Let's go to West Oakland Holloway to get
our man,
get us started here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, West Oakland?
What's up?
Hey,
what's going on?
Talk to us.
Okay, so look, I got three little things real quick. So I'm just gonna be honest. I'm just gonna be 100% honest. When Golden State had the worst record in the league that 1 year, I think they ended up with the second pick and took Wiseman, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay. So we could have took Ant-Man if the balls would have fell our way and we'd have had the number one pick.
True.
And the reason I'm saying that is this. Golden State, I'm lumping all these draft picks in. They haven't had an impact player in the draft since when?
10 years?
15 years? Okay, Jordan Poole. So They've been drafting terrible. And I'm lumping Kuminga, Moody, Pye. I'm lumping all them dudes up in here. What Golden State is going to have to do,
yes,
and this might not even solve their problem, they're going to have to take a page out of the Lakers' book. When the Lakers went and got AD, now Golden State might not be able to get a superstar, but you're going to have to get a star player, run the offense through the star player, and let Steph be the secondary star. because he can't carry this team by himself, man. He got knee problems. He's 36. Like you said, Stein, he's a 36-year-old guard. It just haven't happened.
Wow.
So y'all tell me what y'all think. I'm going to get off.
I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But the problem is, I think if you say that, then people think you're running down Steph Curry. And I'm not at all running down Steph Curry. But, and I get it, Denver's a hell of a team. But, you know, the last 6 minutes of that game, they can just throw it to Jokic. He holds. He waits.
Yeah.
He surveys. They cut. He hits him. And it's just the ease at which they got good shots. That's alarming to me. Not because the Warriors' defense is necessarily terrible, but because it's become hard for the Warriors to generate good shots with the personnel they have.
Now, if I hear you real quick to his point, Wes Oakland Holloway, what if I told Wes Oakland Holloway the movie of, because it sounds like he's already determined, Moody and Kuminga, this is the most important chapter of their Warrior tenure, even though I know Moody has a new deal. But the bottom line is, again, you're hoping, I know it's not a strategy, but Stani, what if they turn the corner? What if in 10 games, the next 10, they take the bull by the horns? Like, he's right thus far, they haven't hit, but now it's imperative that they do, and I'm lobbying to see more of both of those guys before you say they got nothing from them.
Okay, and I'll meet you there. If Kuminga, like I look at it as, okay, if Kuminga and Moody start playing a little more and they quote-unquote hit,
yeah,
that's what I'm assuming happens on your way to 48 wins. Wow. Like, wow. I don't look at, well, if that happens, we can get to 55. Like, I kind of took into account that Kuminga would be better this year than last year. And so far, he hasn't for whatever reason. And Moody, the same way. Moody's been Moody, but maybe you need him to be more than just Moody.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.